This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Dr. Blaine McCormick, who teaches negotiation classes at the undergraduate, graduate, and executive levels at Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business, will share his essay about how thinly sliced pickles relate to the art of negotiations.
When I go to the deli to buy sandwich supplies, I insist on thin slices. Thin slices of provolone, thin slices of prosciutto. I do this because thin slices make the best sandwiches. When I construct my sandwich at home, the trend continues. I slice my onions thin, I slice my tomatoes thin, I even re-slice my pickles a bit thinner. Using thin slices gives a dual benefit. First, I use fewer pickles, and with apologies to Ben Franklin, a pickle saved is a pickle earned. Second, my sandwich is thinner, and I've learned there's just as much flavor in a thin slice of pickle as there is in a thick slice. A thin slice of life can be just as full of flavor as a thin slice of pickle. Dr. John Gottman at the University of Washington studies marriage and divorce in his love lab, where he watches couples talk and resolve disputes. Gottman's famous for being able to predict divorce rates with 96% accuracy by observing a couple talking for only 3 minutes. You heard that correctly. After analyzing only 3 minutes of a conversation between spouses, Dr. Gottman and his colleagues could predict with a high degree of accuracy who would be married and who would be divorced 6 years later. This thin slice of life had enough flavor to foretell the ultimate outcome of the marriage. Researchers have also studied thin slices of negotiating behavior. Dr. Jared Curran and his colleagues at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology analyzed conversational dynamics during the first 5 minutes of a negotiation to see how they determined deal-related outcomes. Like Gottman's research, they found quite a bit of flavor stuffed into this thin slice of life. The first 5 minutes of the negotiation explained quite a lot about the remaining 40 minutes. For example, the most significant predictor of outcomes across both roles was the amount of stress in the voice. Vocal stress during the first 5 minutes proved to be a liability, especially for the lower status party, who would inevitably end up with a worse deal because of it. If stress was absent and parties used mirroring to get on the path to shared understanding early on, the odds of reaching a mutually beneficial agreement improved dramatically. And when you're negotiating salary matters between superiors and subordinates, who wouldn't prefer a mutually beneficial deal to a lopsided drumming? Negotiators will start a vicious cycle of positioning or a virtuous cycle of value creation within a few minutes of meeting one another. Leading with courtesy rather than stress, working towards shared understanding rather than drawing lines in the sand, and voicing a clear intent to create the best deal possible for both parties goes a long way toward both increasing the size of the pie and also your size of the slice. And a bigger slice of a bigger pie beats a thin slice of pickle any day.
Dr. McCormick teaches negotiation at Baylor. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business. Or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.